This is Dr. Shabir Jitendra, asking for Sandra Rosas, R-O-S-A-S, indicated procedure was right for confirmed epigastric pain. She said she had a cholecystectomy done last year, and for gallstone, she had the same cut up pain for the last few weeks, and the right hypochondrial pain going to the back. She's here with endoscopy, upper GI cause of the down pain. Solution with her date of birth is 2/7/1977. Patient moderate erosive gastritis, enteral air biopsy, and the required respiration is azure, but some fecality was seen in the mid body of the stomach. There was superficial ulcer, now bleeding, white face. Biopsy was like regular neoplastic with inflammatory changes. Patient also have proximal body of the stomach has inflammatory erosive gastritis, which is also biopsy in set in separate jar. Retrospection review, I saw in the fundus area a couple of small polyps in the stomach, which was removed with the cold biopsy. Score straight and bowel junction, pushing shots about Barrett, it was 16 per surface. Biopsy were taken over Felix, rule out Barrett's service, it was 16 per surface, not complication. Finding more question, short segment Barrett, biopsy were taken slightly diagnosis. Number two, proximal body, stomach, gastric polyp removed with the cold polyfactin, cold biopsy. Number three, proximal body, stomach has erosive gastritis, biopsy in certain separate jar. Mid body, stomach has superficial ulcer, white face, now bleeding. Biopsy in certain separate jar, neoplasty was in the right changes. Number six was, moderate erosive gastritis and biopsy to helicobacter and duodenitis, biopsy to a CD score recommendation. Away from the stomach biopsies, if comes out negative for atypical cells, away from the stomach biopsies, including polyp or gastric ulcer and proximal body stomach erosive gastritis or antrum. If the biopsy of the stomach from a negative for any atypical cells or neoplastic cells, then we'll bring the patient back in a couple months to follow up of this erosive esophagitis and gastric ulceration. To follow for the erosive gastritis, not the erosive esophagitis, for erosive gastritis and a stomach ulceration. So follow up endoscopy in about 2 months if the biopsy now comes out to be negative for any atypical or neoplastic cells. If the stomach biopsy comes positive with helicobacter pylori, we treat triple therapy. Start the patient on proteolysis 40 mg per day and carafate 1 gram TID. Away from the esophagus biopsy to a esophagus, which is a smaller biopsy. And the patient said he already had an ultrasound scheduled for with ultrasound the abdomen. If the ultrasound the abdomen comes out negative for any hepatobiliary disease, and if on the proteomics and carafate patient continues to have abdominal pain, then recommend the patient to have MRCP/CT abdomen pelvis with a contralateral intra-abdominal pelvic pathology or raw hepatobiliary pancreatic disease. Patient might have a common bowel that recurrent common bowel stone that could be causing a right profound pain going to the back. And I would also recommend to maybe given the liver function studies that to hold on and she can go to the liver function studies while she's having abdominal pain because if she has a common duct stone and the pain occurs, then the LFT liver function study may be abnormal, and that's how some of these could be identified if they're not showing up on the radiological exam, which is MRCP or CT scan. Follow 1-2 weeks and patient, please send the copy to patient primary care provider Dr. Jose Fernandez and copy Dr. Fatim Sadi there, but she was October 3rd to 22nd, it's October 3rd to 22nd, so it's just off the same.